1. Good evening. My name is Dee Jones, and I'm the Executive Director for the North Carolina State Health Plan, which is a division of the Department of State Treasurer. It's our office that oversees and administers the State Health Plan. During today's telephone town hall at 2 p.m., the State Health Plan did experience some technical issues with our phone line. We expect that the power outages and phone line damage due to Hurricane Florence caused this issue. In the event your call is dropped this evening, please jot down this number so you can rejoin the call, 888-460-7988. It's 888-460-7988. I'm so glad that you're all able to join our conversation this evening. This telephone town hall is specifically for Medicare-eligible members. Today, we'll be joined by members of the State Health Plan staff, including Roberta Hamby and Jane Shire. We have a lot to discuss, and we'll have an opportunity to get feedback from you and answer some of your questions. During the call, if you'd like to ask a question, please press 0 at any time to electronically raise your hand. We will be able to bring some participants on the call today live on air to ask questions. Again, I want to welcome those of you who have just joined us. We'll get started in a moment. I also want to encourage you to visit the State Health Plan's website, www.shpnc.org, where you can find all the information we'll discuss on the call, including information about all of your options for 2019. If you need additional help or if you have specific questions, you can call us at 855-859-0966 between 8 a.m. and 5 p.m. Eastern Time, Monday through Friday. During today's telephone town hall at 2 p.m., the State Health Plan did experience some technical issues with our phone line. We expect that the power outages and phone line damage due to Hurricane Florence caused this issue. In the event your call is dropped this evening, please jot down this number so you can rejoin the call, 888-460-7988. This is your call, and we want to hear from you, both your questions and your responses to an interactive polling question we will have later today. We are looking forward to sharing more information about 2019 plan options. We want to make sure you are prepared to make the most of this opportunity. This call may help you decide if you need to take action during open enrollment, which takes place September 29th through October 31st. It looks like we have a lot of people on the call, so we're going to get started. To kick things off, there are two very important items we want to emphasize right from the start. All State Health Plan Medicare members currently enrolled in the 70-30 plan will be automatically enrolled into the United Healthcare, or UHC, Group Medicare Advantage Base Plan starting January 1, 2019. You will need to take action during open enrollment if you want to be enrolled in a different plan. If you are currently enrolled in either of the UHC Group Medicare Advantage plans, you do not need to take any action during open enrollment unless you want to switch plans or add dependents. We will get into more details in just a moment. Now I'd like to turn things over to Jane.
Thank you. And it's great to be joined by so many State Health Plan members today and have an opportunity to hear from you and talk about what's ahead. Before we get started, I have a few brief announcements. If you would like to ask a question to one of our team members, please note that they are not able to answer questions about your specific health circumstances, which may include personal health information. If you have a question about your personal health circumstances, enrollment status, or the details of your plan coverage, please call the State Health Plan's Eligibility and Enrollment Support Center at 855-859-0966. They're available from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Eastern Time. Also, we are recording this call to be available for plan members who are not able to join us today. If you end up asking a question live on the call, please know that your question will be recorded as part of this call. Please don't include any personal health information and be as brief as you can so we can fit in as many questions as possible. Today we'll discuss your 2019 state health plan options. We'll explain some important information and resources you can use to make your decision. It's important for all members to know that the best plan option for the next year may be different than the plan you currently have. You should receive your open enrollment decision guide soon. Please make sure you read it to make the most of your benefits. All of the information that we discuss tonight will be available in that decision guide, so you'll have a copy in writing to refer to if you have any questions after this call. Now, I want to remind everyone on the line to press 0 at any time during the call if you want to electronically raise your hand to ask a question. Next, I want to introduce Roberta, who will give an overview of your 2019 plan options.
Thanks, Jane. In 2019, the state health plan will continue to offer the same three plans currently available, and they are the United Healthcare, or UHC, Group Medicare Advantage PPO Base Plan. The United Healthcare Group Medicare Advantage PPO Enhanced Plan, and the 70/30 Plan administered by Blue Cross and Blue Shield of North Carolina, or Blue Cross NC.
Roberta, can you provide more information about each of these plans?
Sure. I'll give a brief description of each of your health plan options now. All members should take a close look at each of these plans to determine which option will be best for you going forward. I would also like to point out that through recent negotiations with United Healthcare, the plan was able to generate $55 million in savings, which has been passed on to members with a significant reduction in premiums for our UHC Medicare Advantage plans. So if you're not in one of our Medicare Advantage plans, you may want to take another look, given the reduction in premiums. The first option is the United Healthcare Medicare Advantage Base Plan. There is no cost to qualified members who enroll only themselves under this option. Members who enroll themselves in one or more Medicare-eligible dependents pay a monthly premium. Then there is the United Healthcare Medicare Advantage Enhanced Plan. Generally, this covers the same benefits as the Medicare Advantage Base Plan. However, members who cover themselves pay a monthly premium because some of the plan's copays are lower, in addition to a lower medical out-of-pocket maximum. The 2019 monthly retiree-only premium will be a $63 per month amount. Another available plan option is the 70/30 PPO plan, which is administered by Blue Cross and Blue Shield of North Carolina. If selected, this plan acts as secondary coverage to traditional or original Medicare. You would use both your red, white, and blue Medicare card as your primary coverage and your Blue Cross NC ID card for secondary coverage. Prescription coverage would be provided through the Blue Cross NC card. For 2019, all Medicare members that have a Medicare Part A and Medicare Part B who are enrolled in the 70/30 plan will be automatically enrolled in the United Healthcare Medicare Advantage Base Plan effective January 1, 2019. If Medicare members want a different plan option, such as retaining the 70/30 plan or the United Healthcare Enhanced Plan, they will need to take action during open enrollment. If you are currently enrolled in this plan, carefully consider your other health plan options. The 70/30 plan may no longer be the best plan for you.
Thanks for that information, Roberta. I want to remind everyone that if you have any questions, you can press 0 to be connected to someone who will take down your question. soon, we will start taking your questions live on the air. Next, I want to provide a refresher of what Medicare Advantage plans are. A Medicare Advantage plan is a Medicare health plan choice. To enroll in a Medicare Advantage plan, you must have both Medicare Part A and Medicare Part B in place. You must continue to pay the federal government the Part A premium, if required, and the Part B premium. The convenience of a Medicare Advantage plan is that you get all of your coverage, Medicare Part A, Medicare Part B, and your Medicare prescription drug coverage, a Medicare Part D plan, plus additional benefits, services, and discounts through one insurance company, UnitedHealthcare or UHC. When you are enrolled in the state health plan's group Medicare Advantage plans, you are still considered a state health plan member and covered by the plan. Please keep in mind that Medicare Advantage plans offer simplicity, predictability, and a variety of support services such as Silver Sneakers. Also, with a UHC group Medicare Advantage plan, when you enroll, you have one plan with one ID card for both medical and prescription drug coverage, and you deal with one Medicare Advantage carrier, UnitedHealthcare, through which you receive both your Medicare benefits and the Medicare Advantage plan additional benefits. These plans also offer benefit advantages. For some benefits, you pay less than you would under original Medicare, and they offer benefits above the coverage offered under traditional Medicare.
Jane, I see that the Medicare Advantage base plan and the Medicare Advantage enhanced plan are PPO plans. What does this mean?
Well, the Medicare Advantage Preferred Provider Organization, or PPO plan, gives you access to providers nationwide, both within the PPO network and outside of the network. This means that you can see providers outside of the network without paying for more care. The plans also include these features: no deductibles and predictable copays, maximum out-of-pocket limits for medical and pharmacy, which includes copays and coinsurance. This is the most you must pay in a calendar year before the plan pays 100% of covered expenses.
You also have one ID card for medical and prescription drug coverage, Medicare Part D prescription drug coverage, even in the coverage gap, meaning there is no donut hole, preventive care coverage at no cost to you, and disease and case management, a nurse helpline, the Silver Sneakers fitness program, and vision and hearing annual exam. Keep in mind that you must use your UnitedHealthcare ID card when you receive care, not your red, white, and blue Medicare card.
Thank you both. This is Dee again. A lot of our members ask if they are enrolled in one of our Medicare Advantage plans, do they need additional medical coverage? Roberta, can you discuss this?
Sure, Dee. No, you actually do not need additional coverage. And in fact, when you enroll in a Medicare Advantage plan, you cannot use a Medicare supplement policy or a Medigap to pay for out-of-pocket costs such as copays and coinsurance. Since our Medicare Advantage plans provide Medicare Part D prescription drug coverage, you also do not need and actually cannot have a standalone or individually purchased Medicare Part D plan. Some people on this call may have TRICARE for life. Those who can enroll in a Medicare Advantage plan. Typically, TRICARE for life will reimburse their copayments for services covered by TRICARE for life. However, they cannot use Medicare or Medicare Advantage coverage in a military treatment facility like a VA hospital. Finally, one thing that is important for everyone to know, If you are covered by a federal employee health benefit plan or possibly another former employer's retiree group health plan, be sure to check with that plan to ensure that enrolling in one of the state health plan's Medicare Advantage plans will not disrupt coverage with the federal employee health benefit plan or another former employer's retiree group health plan.
Thanks for all that information, Roberta. That brings us to our poll question. We've talked about the different plan options for 2019, and I want to pick up on that. For our poll question, please tell us what type of plan you are most likely to enroll in for 2019. Press 1 if you're most likely to enroll in the Medicare Advantage base plan. Press 2 if you're leaning toward choosing the Medicare Advantage enhanced plan or already enrolled in one. Press 3 if you are likely to select the 70-30 plan, or press 4 if you're not sure which plan you will choose. I'm looking forward to hearing the results of that question. In the meantime, let's take our first questions from the audience.
Our first question is from Ron from Bath, North Carolina. Is Ron on the phone?
I am.
Yes,
my question is, and I'm asking this question because even though you may have already answered it, my ability to process a lot of information at one time is not what it was 25 years ago. My question is this. I have United Health, Medicare Advantage, PPO. If I do not respond to the survey in October, my declaration of the program I want, is that the plan that I will stay with?
That's correct. If you are already enrolled in the United Healthcare plan, whether it's the base or the enhanced, it will roll over for 2019, and you do not have to take action during the open enrollment period.
Okay, we've got a question from Blaine in Applemore, North Carolina. Blaine, are you on the line?
Yes, I am.
What's your question for us, Blaine?
My question is, what is the difference between the plan in 2019 with the plan in 2018?
Well, actually, Blaine, there are no changes in the benefits from 2018 to 2019. However, formularies can change. So we suggest that you make a list of your medications and you can call the phone numbers for United Healthcare, and also if you're on the 70-30 plan, you can call the phone number for CVS Caremark and they can check your prescriptions for you and let you know if the copay has changed. That number for United Healthcare is 866-747-1014. And if you are on the 70-30 plan, you can call CVS Caremark at 888-321-3124. And they'll look up your prescriptions for you and let you know if there have been any changes to the copay tiers. But the medical benefits, all of that, nothing has changed in regards to your out-of-pocket maximums on these plans.
Okay, next we're going to take a question from Max from Rockingham, North Carolina.
Hello?
Max, are you on the line?
Yes, ma'am.
And your question?
My question is, I'm on the Blue Cross Blue Shield 70-30 plan, and I'm very, very happy with it. I'm wondering why it is that the people who have the 70-30 plan have to re-enroll and go through this each year when the people on United Healthcare do not. I just want to know, does the state have a contract with United Healthcare and they're trying to force people to go to a single payer system? I'm happy with
Okay, we're not forcing the plan members to select the United Healthcare plans. However, the plan does feel that the United Healthcare plans are the best value for plan members, and they include programs and services that add benefits to your coverage that you would not have available to you under the 70-30 plan.
We have a call from William from Ohio. William, are you on the line?
Yes, I am.
Hi there. What is your question?
Okay, I live out of state. I'm on Medicare. I have TRICARE for life, and I get part of my care, health care, from the airbase. And
okay.
I assume that I should still stay on the Blue Cross Blue Shield plan.
Well, you know, for our TRICARE members and people who have military benefits, they go both ways. We certainly have members who stick with the 70-30 plan when they do have that retiree type of coverage. It does depend on the type of TRICARE you have. But the best way to make sure that you have the plan that you have that works best for you is to call during open enrollment and select the plan that you want. If that's the 70-30, you will need to ask for that. But you can also talk to your TRICARE administrator and determine how it would coordinate with the Medicare Advantage plan if you were interested in the Medicare Advantage plan. But if you decide you want that 70-30 plan, then you do have to call during open enrollment to that open enrollment line, the 855-859-0966 between September 29th and October 31st, and just re-request the 70-30 plan.
Okay, now we're going to go to David from California.
Yes, this is me. My question is related to what you just said. I also have the 70-30 plan, and I'm happy with it. Just what does it take to continue on it? Is it a big bureaucracy, or is it just as much as calling and saying, I want to keep it going, or what?
No, you would simply just need to call our Eligibility and Enrollment Support Center during the open enrollment period and advise them that you would like to stay on the 70-30 PPO plan for 2019. And they'll make that change in the system so that you will stay on that, and it'll roll over for 2019.
Okay. I might add one other question that's related to this. For Blue Cross Blue Shield, you basically can go almost anywhere in the country. Almost everybody is signed up. Are there any limitations on the PPO plan? Because I believe that certain hospitals don't allow it and so on. And that was
with the United Health?
Yes.
Okay, you're speaking about the United Healthcare plans. These are nationwide.
Yeah, go ahead, sorry.
They're nationwide plans, so you may use the providers that are in-network, or as Jane mentioned earlier, you can go out-of-network and utilize the providers out-of-network as long as they participate with Medicare and accept your plan of coverage. Then you would have the same low copayments as you do if they were in-network. So they will work outside of North Carolina as well.
All right, we have a question from Virginia. Virginia, are you on the line?
Yes, I am.
All right, what's your question, Virginia?
Okay, I have the Medicare Advantage base plan. And I was thinking about changing to the enhanced plan because I noticed that there was additional coverage in case you travel outside the U.S. And I wanted to know more about that.
Okay. So if you're on the Medicare Advantage base or the enhanced plan, you do have coverage outside of the United States for emergency services only. So that means no follow-up care or no routine care. If you had a true emergency, such as you broke a leg or you had a heart attack, heaven forbid, you would have care for that emergency treatment. But if you're on vacation and got a sinus infection, it probably wouldn't cover you. Roberta, do you want to explain about the enhanced?
Relative to the UnitedHealthcare enhanced and the additional travel coverage, it actually is not a where they will pay actual benefits. It's more of a concierge service where they would help you arrange services to be provided. They do not actually cover the services. They just provide assistance in securing the services. The UnitedHealthcare base plan is considered to be the plan of value for 2019. Now we're going to go ahead and take the last question for now. This is from Cindy. Is Cindy on the phone?
Yes, I am. And I'm calling from Florida. Question.
Okay, great.
It seems like more and more people in North Carolina, I'm assuming employees, current employees as well as retirees, are going to the UnitedHealthcare for whatever reason. For those of us who prefer the 70-30 Blue Cross Blue Shield plan, do you have plans to phase that out eventually so we won't be able to take it, or is there a cost or a cost increasing because some retirees are still electing to stay on that plan? In other words, are we being penalized either currently or in the future?
Okay. At this point, there are no plans to change or to phase that plan out. And so at this point, we continue to make it available to those who want to select it as a plan of coverage. As we mentioned earlier, the plan, the Medicare Advantage plans are good options, especially if you're covering dependents who are Medicare eligible. The premium reduction for the Medicare Advantage plans is significant for 2019. So if you are covering some dependents who are Medicare eligible, you may want to look at the Medicare Advantage plan options.
We're also getting questions on premiums. Those will be outlined in your decision guide that will be mailed to you next week. Those were all great questions. Thank you very much. Again, if you'd like to ask any of our speakers a question, just press 0 to raise your hand, and one of our team members will get your information. Next, we're going to talk about auto-enrollment. Roberta, can you explain how auto-enrollment works?
Definitely. Members who are on disability, surviving spouses, and retired members covered through the state retirement systems who become Medicare eligible, which is typically the first of the month they turn 65, will be enrolled automatically by the state health plan in the UnitedHealthcare Group Medicare Advantage Base Plan. Auto-enrollment letters will be sent about 80 to 90 days before the member becomes Medicare eligible. Medicare eligible members have the opportunity to change the plan they've been enrolled into through the auto enrollment system. Eligible members who retire when they are 65 years or older will be enrolled automatically in either the Group Medicare Advantage Base Plan or the 70-30 PPO plan, but are also given the opportunity to make changes.
Thank you, Roberta. Now I want to announce the results of our poll question. 32% of you said that you are most likely to enroll in a Medicare Advantage base plan. 23% are leaning toward choosing a Medicare Advantage enhanced plan or are already enrolled in one. 19% of you are likely to select the 70-30 plan, and 27% are not sure which plan you will choose. Now we're going to talk about changes for this upcoming plan year. No matter what plan you are leaning toward selecting, there are some important changes you should know about. Jane?
I want to note here that the medical benefits provided by the Medicare Advantage base and enhanced plan are the same as those provided in 2018.
So there won't be any changes there. There have been some changes to the formulary, the list of covered drugs, for 2019. We do encourage those of you who will be under the United Healthcare Medicare Advantage plans for 2019 to verify your drug is covered and what your copay will be for 2019. We do want to remind everyone the United Healthcare Medicare Advantage plans do not cover Aprida, Novalin, and Novolog insulins. The preferred covered insulin is Humalog and Humulin. If a member is unable to take Humalog or Humulin, an exception may be submitted to United Healthcare to cover their current insulin. If the exception is approved, it would be covered at a Tier 3 copay. If you have any questions about the coverage of a specific drug under the Medicare Advantage plans with United Healthcare, you should call them at 866-747-1014.
Again, that phone number to check on coverage of a specific drug with United Healthcare is 866-747-1014. Roberta, are there any changes to the 70-30 plan for 2019 plan year?
There are no changes under the 70-30 plan relative to medical benefits. Now, there could be some changes to your generic drugs in the formulary of drugs or the list of covered drugs. For those who plan to stay covered under the 70-30 plan, we do encourage you to verify your medication is still covered and how much their copay will be for 2019.
Thank you. Now let's take more questions from the audience.
Okay, so we have a question from Laura. Laura, are you on the line?
Yes, ma'am, I'm here.
Okay, what's your question?
If I go with the United Healthcare enhanced plan, which you said was $63 premium for next year, will the premium for Part B on Social Security still be deducted from my monthly check?
Yes, so actually you have to pay that Medicare Part B premium out of your Social Security check, whether you're on the base or the enhanced plan with United Healthcare. Again, we do feel the Medicare Advantage base plan is the best value plan for Medicare eligible retirees. Remember, out of your state pension for the qualified retiree, it's only a $0 premium, but you're still going to have to pay that Medicare Part B premium no matter which Medicare Advantage plan you choose.
Okay, now we're going to take a call from Desmond from Denver.
Hello.
Yes,
am I
Desmond.
On?
Yes, you are.
So since I retired early from UNC, I've had employer insurance, and then now I'm leaving that insurance, and I haven't had Part B because I've been covered, and now I have to have Part B. I've asked Medicare to go ahead and send me Part B, but I don't have indication yet that I have it. They haven't sent me the revised card. Can I still go through the open enrollment to go to the United Healthcare plan?
Well, you would need to make sure you get your Medicare Part B in place by probably the first part of December. And to do that, you have to have two forms filled out. You will need to fill out a CMS for Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, 40B is in boy, and then a CMSL564. These two forms must be filled out by you and your employer and submitted to the Social Security office to allow you to enroll in Medicare Part B. Now, if you get those filled out, and your Medicare is in place by, let's say, the first part of December, then you would be able to be enrolled into the United Healthcare plan if you select it during the open enrollment period.
Okay, we've got a call from Sandy. Sandy, are you on the line?
Yes, I am.
Hi, Sandy. What's your question?
I've always been with Blue Cross and Blue Shield, and for 2018, I had the 70-30 plan. I've heard you mention TRICARE. I have CHAMPS VA, and supposedly with the 730 plan, Medicare lets Blue Cross and Blue Shield know what part they paid. Blue Cross and Blue Shield is supposed to let CHAMPS VA let them know what the balance is, but now it's my understanding they don't do that. It's up to the physician. I don't see any advantage in me taking United Healthcare and going away from Blue Cross and Blue Shield because I haven't had any problems. But the biggest problem I would have is my doctor does not take United Healthcare.
Well, all I can really advise you is that it's always good to talk with CHAMPS VA to find out how it would coordinate with the Medicare Advantage plan. But I also want to remind everyone who's listening that the United Healthcare Network, your doctor does not have to be contracted as in-network with United Healthcare. If they accept Medicare and they're willing to file the claim on your behalf to United Healthcare, then you're not going to have to pay any extra just because they're not contracted. But that's a discussion you would need to have with your provider. And I also suggest, you know, talking with CHAMPS VA. And in the end, you go with the plan that's most comfortable, that you're most comfortable with for 2019.
Now we're going to take a question from Marilyn. Marilyn, are you on the line?
I am.
And your question?
My question is, I'd like to include my spouse in my coverage for 2019. However, he will not be age 65 and will not be on Medicare Part A and B. Is he eligible?
He would not be eligible to be covered under the United Healthcare plans. Now, you could add your spouse, but it would be under the 80-20 plan or the 70-30 PPO plan. And to cover your spouse under the 80-20 plan, it would be $650. And to cover him under the 70-30, it would be $590 per month.
Okay, we're going to take one last question. Carol, are you on the line?
Yes, I am. Thank you. I am on the line.
Okay, what's your question?
Yes, I have two quick questions. And one of question one has probably been addressed. Like the gentleman a while ago, why is it every year, last year and this year, I receive a card? I've been on 70-30 for many years. I've been with Blue Cross, having taught 34 years in North Carolina. Why is it that you have to call Benefit Focus and request to stay on the 70-30, whereas the card says I will automatically be with United January 1, 2019? And my second question is, I understand that the state prescription plan is with CVS Caremark. If I switch to United base plan, can I still stay with CVS Caremark for prescriptions? Thank you.
Okay. You're welcome, Carol. So I'm going to take your second question first because that's quick and easy. So if you do stay with the Medicare Advantage plan, we'll default you to that plan for 2019. And if you decide you're just going to give it a try, then yes, you can still get your prescriptions filled at CVS, but the pharmacy benefit will be managed by United Healthcare. OptumRx is the pharmacy benefits manager for United Healthcare, so they would manage your pharmacy prescriptions, your pharmacy benefit, but you could still get your prescriptions filled at the retail CVS pharmacies. So, but if you're doing them by mail, then they would come from OptumRx. Now, in regards to being defaulted to the Medicare Advantage base plan, if you're on the 70-30 plan, like we said before, the Medicare Advantage plans are a great value to members, and they offer very significantly lower dependent premiums if you're covering a dependent, and you get some additional services that you don't get with traditional Medicare and the 70-30 plan. We also feel that every year you really should be reevaluating your coverage to make sure that the plan you've had is still the best plan for you. And, you know, if the 70-30 plan still works for you, all you've got to do is call during open enrollment and you can reselect it.
Thank you for the great questions. Jane, can you share more information about how members can make a change to their plan?
So, yeah, remember during open enrollment that will take place from September 29th through October 31st. You can change your plan either online or by phone. To make a change online, visit the State Health Plan website at www.shpnc.org and click the eBenefits link. And while you're there, check out our new and updated website, which is now mobile-friendly. To make a change by phone, call our toll-free number at 855-859-0966. During open enrollment, this line will offer extended hours and be open Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. and Saturdays 8 a.m. to noon. If you call, please remember to make a note of the date and time you called and the name of the person you spoke with. Any plan changes you make will be effective January 1, 2019.
We've had so many great questions, and there were lots of questions that we didn't get a chance to answer today. Roberta, what can participants do next?
You still have some time to review the materials that you will receive from the State Health Plan and explore the information on the State Health Plan website, www.shpnc.org. But keep in mind the all-important October 31st, 2018 deadline to make your 2019 health plan choice. And we recommend you do not wait until the very last minute to take action. Remember, all State Health Plan Medicare members currently enrolled in the 70-30 plan will be automatically enrolled into the United Healthcare Group Medicare Advantage base plan starting January 1, 2019. You will need to take action during open enrollment if you want to be enrolled in a different plan. If you are currently enrolled in either of the United Healthcare Group Medicare Advantage plans, you do not need to take any action during open enrollment unless you want to change plans or add dependents. The plan would also like to invite you to come and see us at one of the Medicare outreach meetings that are going on across the state. These meetings are a great way to learn more about each plan, and representatives from United Healthcare, Blue Cross and Blue Shield of North Carolina, and the State Health Plan will be on site to answer questions as well. The meeting schedule is available on the State Health Plan website. Again, the website address is www.shpnc.org.
If we didn't get to your question or you have any comments, please call us at 855-859-0966. Thank you again for joining, and have a good evening.